Structural heart disease is usually present at birth due to a congenital defect. One example is atrial septal defect, a defect in which an infant is born with a hole between the septum. Structural heart disease may also be present later in life due to wear and tear or progression of a disease state. A leaky heart valve is an example. Valvular heart disease is by far the most common structural heart disease encountered by structural heart specialists in clinical practice.